I choose the short form because the long form is another example of Jesus' mercy towards us, the prodigal son. Since every one of us knows very well this content, so I didn't try to read it again. But the second reading from the word of Timothy, I feel very close to St. Paul, because Paul says, I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and arrogant, but I have been mercifully treated because I acted out of ignorance in my unbelief. So Paul is humble. He admitted he was a sinner because he tried to persecute all the Christians, put them into jail. But once he met Jesus, he changed. He stayed 3 years in the desert before he came back to Jerusalem and worked. His sharing is the same for me. I have the same feeling. I've been not faithful to the Lord many times. I'm not worthy to be called to the priesthood, but God just called me. I thank the Lord calling a sinner, and don't know exactly the prodigal years. The God the Father is always waiting for returning home, and I really prayer for the year of mercy, especially telling the people who work for the Lord. It says, you willed that your ministers would also be clothed in weakness, in order that they may feel compassion for those in ignorance and error, that everyone who approached them feel sought after, loved, and forgiven by God. I think each one of us as a sinner, we have to be merciful towards one another. Many times we are quick to judge. But also the gospel says, you see so many wrong things in others. What about yourself? Your big lock in your eye, you couldn't see. And you see the speck in others' eyes. And Jesus says, clean yourself first. And then you say your judgment. And this is what the prodigal son means. You have to come home, home of the Father, home of the person who really loves, leaving no one unattended. Even putting down the 99 sheep, you know, to find the lost one, only one. He could have lost the other 99 when he finds the lost one. That's the God's love. And first of all, we trust He is looking for us. We could be that lost sheep. We are lost many times. And God is really looking for us. He's really searching us. Be humble. We are all sinners. We have to repeat our confession every day. We have to try hard on a daily basis, especially the time when you receive Holy Communion. Stay with Him. He is one of us. Today, the communion antiphon is from 1 Corinthians chapter 10. St. Paul says, the chalice of blessing that we bless is communion in the blood of Christ. And the bread that we break is a sharing in the body of the Lord. So we share His life. Today, we are different because Jesus is changing our life with His life. So that what St. Paul is always mentioning today is not that I live, but Christ lives in me. So if we are far from the Lord, like the story of the prodigal son, I have to get up and go back to my father. So let us stay a moment, silence, tell you the Lord where we are, and we say, oh yes, we want to come close to you. Be seated for a moment.